Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's going on, Shift Real Talk Nation? I'm your boy, Pastor Jay. Lady Free is not in the man talk today, but I invited some guests, y'all. And we are talking about how do we get here. Some of us were in some situationships. And because we probably were in situationships, we learned some lessons and we got to the point to where we are today. So listen, come back because today is going to be a fireball. I invited my boys in here and we're going to have some man talk today. Y'all be stay tuned and come on back with us, all right? What's going on, y'all? We're back. We're back with another episode of Shift Real Talk. And today's topic is how did we get here? How did we get here? Man, I invited some guests with me, y'all. Man, you'll be surprised, man, but these are my boys. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves so the people can know who you guys really are.
All right. I started off Marcus Jones, co-owner here at Sacred Stone Studios.
What's going on, y'all? It's Quincy Whetstone, a.k.a. Q Stone. And I am a co-owner of Sacred Stone Studios.
Yes.
Here of 3518 Emancipation in Third Ward.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Listen, y'all, they are behind the scenes all the time. But listen, y'all, I know they got something to say. So I invited them on today for some man talk. What's going on, Sean? How you doing, bro? Listen, y'all, we're talking about how did we get here? All three of us are married. All three of us are married. And we're happily married. But to get to this point, I'm sure we all had some situationships. We all had some things that taught us some great lessons to get to this point. And I'm going to start because I'm going to ask y'all a question, y'all. Have y'all ever gotten to a relationship, right? And you thought, you know, especially in the beginning, like before your marriage now, and I want y'all to keep it 100. Before your marriage, you got into a relationship, right? And you thought this person could possibly be the one. And then after spending time with this person, instead of growing together, you grew pain. Yeah. Have y'all ever been in a situation like that? I want y'all to tell. Come on, talk to us, y'all.
Yeah, well, let's see. I had a situation like that. I'm not sure if I thought this was the one, but we was working on towards it. We was working on it. And it was a big age difference.
Okay.
You know, like 10 years, something like that. And over time, it was like a lot of arguing going on.
Yeah.
Constantly arguing. Everything was, like, she was upset about every little thing. Like, she was at the age where everything made her upset.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I didn't ask her this question, she's upset.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't open the door this way, she was upset. You know, just like, why are you always upset and we always arguing? So that was one case that I had. I can go into it some more as we go on, but that was like a little bit of...
What about you, Marcus? Come on, talk to the people here.
I can't really say I had situations where I'd gotten that far, as far as...
thinking. So you knew from the beginning, this ain't it.
I really didn't know. I was just kind of just in relationships. And it's like I've had my mindset on being married, may have even discussed it,
Okay.
You know, with some, but didn't, like, I don't recall ever thinking, oh, she's the one.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, everybody had the relationships where they probably argued or had some moments.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You wasn't really getting along or whatever. Or even, just, yeah, getting to that point of thinking, like, okay, yeah, I don't see this.
I was in a situation where, I mean, I was in a couple of situations. Because I guess after being in so many failed relationships, I was tired of failing. And because I didn't really know what relationship was, I thought that love would be the thing that would be a part of what relationship was. So I was looking for love.
Right.
I was looking for love. And then I was getting in situations where, like Quincy was talking about, like, and that's another question that I had up because we was going to get to that question about.
Okay.
These are certain things that really kind of taught me to get to where I was, because I was in a situation, you know, sometimes you get with people and they argue about everything, and it's called, to me, it's like a selfish behavior. I mean, it's not good for, especially a man, to feel like he's walking on eggshells.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming in here, and I was with a woman, God knows, I was with a woman, right? And I was in the car with her, and I was chewing the gum. And because I was chewing the gum, it was double mint gum. You know, double mint gum, it pops. It was popping. And she was like, just went off.
Too loud.
Because I was popping the gum.
Yeah.
I mean, she went off because the gum.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of nothing like, I'm like, because I'm chewing gum, you sound like a man. You stupid. I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been in a situation where it was like this? Tell me about one of your argumental situations.
Like,
oh, man. Okay, well, for one, I don't like to argue. So that was already so if I'm arguing, it's like, it's disaster. I'm not supposed to be here, right?
Yes.
So let me see a situation where, let me see. Okay, I was having this event, right? It was like a poetry event I was having.
Okay.
And she was helping me. She was working the door, right? And it was like a coffee shop that I always go to. So, like, they knew me.
Uh-huh.
So, when I got there, I knew that she was going to be there. So, I say, do you need anything? I'm going to go to the thing. Do you want anything? Because I'm going to get ready to get, you know, like, I'll get it going and I'm going to be busy. So, she said, no, I'm good. All right, cool. Whole event is over. Everybody talking, chilling. And one of the owners, he say, man, all right, do you want your usual? I said, yeah. I'm just interacting with everybody. I said, yeah, cool. I got my coffee, right? The end of the night, she upset. She cried. I'm like, what's going on? You ain't asked me if I wanted no coffee. You ain't give me no coffee. I'm like,
how did I know?
And she upset, like, but I asked you at the beginning, did you want anything? When he came up to me and asked me, I'm busy, you know, I got a coffee. I'm kind of like not thinking. I mean, you can go get your own coffee now, you know, because you can move around now.
Yeah, yeah.
But you mad. Like, not just like, no, you are mad. And it was like a lot of that stuff that I couldn't control. So that was one of the, that's
wow.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so crazy because, like I said, y'all can chime in at any time. It's so crazy because what that does is now you're not allowed to. There's no room for you to be able to be yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you got to really kind of walk around on eggshells. Yeah. I hated the eggshell walk. I promise you, because that is, it's like you never know when something is going to happen or when something's going to pop off.
Right.
So what you at? Yeah. So now you in a relationship on the defense.
Yeah.
Instead of really being able to be who you know, we're called to be, or so that is real selfish.
I used to get anxiety when she called me.
Serious?
Like,
oh God, what's going
on? The phone ringing in the morning or something. I'm like, oh man, is she upset about something? Is she upset about something? Yeah. And I just start feeling like she could be upset about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
traumatized.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, nah, this ain't good.
That's right.
This ain't good.
You know what else was another thing that I learned in this journey about being with somebody who always assumed. And a lot of times those assumptions came from the wrong place. There was a wrong assumption. So prime example, if I get a phone call and it's my boy on the phone, the assumption would be like, what are y'all talking about? Oh, we talking about the game. You know, no, you ain't. You talking about being with something. And it's like that telling you what you doing Why you, you know, so is that wrong assumption?
Yeah.
And that is, that was a mind boggler to just be assuming the wrong thing.
Yeah.
All the time. Here's another thing that causes another argument.
Yeah.
Just the wrong assumption, the bad information, the bad assumptions, the thinking that you always cheating.
Yeah.
You know, the you cheating. Where was you at? Oh, you know, where was you at today? Oh, you came in late.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of us probably use the work. You know, I work late excuse to not come home, to have to deal with the... See, again, here's another thing that men do to avoid the drama. So it's like, if you know you're going to get assumed on, you're going to work late today.
Yeah.
Even if you ain't got no work to do, you're going to work late.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Marcus?
For me, man, I don't think I had a lot of, I guess, relationships with arguments in the relationship. For me, it kind of came toward the end.
That's right.
When I started to kind of pull away.
Uh-huh.
When I felt like I didn't want to be in it no more. That's when more of the, I guess, the arguments came because they didn't want me to go in
there. Yeah, yeah.
But I was really pulling away.
That's right.
Yes.
But that's right, man. And one of my boy Richard said, it's so true. Don't assume. Ask me. Just ask. All you got to do is ask. And it, you know what? One thing I used to hate, most women used to say, I like you to always deal with certain things differently. You know, we come from different cultures, we come from different backgrounds, so we think different.
Yeah, different beliefs. Everything.
Yeah, but when it comes time to deal with it, I had to, well, I would say a privilege, because like I said, it taught me. I had the privilege of dealing with somebody who did not know how to deal with conflict.
Okay.
So either they would get quiet, or either they would argue. But I used to say the quiet is just as worse as arguing because it's like, I don't know. That quiet person, you got to watch out for real, because that's like
a... You know, that's actually my stance in a lot of arguments. I'd rather get quiet because in my mind, I'm thinking from previous arguments, like, we're not going to resolve anything. So I just kind of basically shut down and like, I'm not going to continue the argument because we're just going to be here. Four or five hours.
So you're not the arguing type of, and most men are not argumentative. It's just that I just hate explaining myself, especially when you ask for the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You don't believe it's the truth. We got to go back and forth on what the truth is. But then it's so uncomfortable because it's like all I want is
And I used to get upset about that, like, knowing that what I'm saying is true and you not believe
it. And you're not believing it.
You know, like, and that's because I take pride in being truthful.
Exactly.
And when you just really just like, and that used to get me upset. But over time, I've learned that it is what it is. I can't control that.
Yeah.
You can think what you want to think. All I like to do is just keep doing what I'm doing, you know?
That's true. You know what I learned, man? Here's another one. Oh, this is another one, y'all. I hated it. Oh, my God. I hated this. I hated for somebody to keep score.
Okay.
Now, let me explain what I mean by keeping score. For argument's sake, when an argument come up, you remember the last thing I did in the last argument.
Right.
So you keeping a record or you keeping score of what's going on wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I hated that. Like, so it's almost like you hate to do something that is out of line because they're going to bring it back up in the neck and use it for argument's sake.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that is the most degrading thing for any man to have to deal. Not even just men. I know women go through it too, but for somebody to consistently keep the score, to keep the score on what's being done wrong. And that's what I'm glad that me and my wife do now. We don't keep record of, because when we deal with it, we deal with it. Hey, Kimmy. Kimmy says, sometimes a conversation turns into an argument because your mate doesn't communicate or respond. But it should not be an argument because a lot of, like your husband just said, he don't want to argue, so he keeps quiet.
Right.
But the response that me and my wife have, how we deal with that is, you know, we know that it's heated and we know that we can't talk at this present time. You know, we're not going to talk. We're not going to let this issue deter us from communicating.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a level of maturity, because today's argument should not stop tomorrow's communication.
No, already.
It should stop.
And that's truth to what she's saying. The communication part is the key.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I'm still a work in progress. I'll admit that. What's as up, far Chris? As communication. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn that over time, how to communicate, because I'm not really that, I guess, good at truly fully opening up and saying what I feel. Sometimes things you might want to say, I feel like, okay, I don't need to say that to this person. Like, gotcha. You guys talking about the truth and stuff like that. Some of the truth I just don't want to say. You know, I just rather leave that alone, because my mindset is sometimes that can be damaging. Is it worth even saying the truth? Not saying that I'm telling a lie, but just basically not being forth with whatever the truth is.
Yeah.
You know, like if she asks me, do I look fat to you? No, I'm just going with something simple. It's like,
I got you.
Okay, if I feel like you look fat, why would I? I'm not going to really just tell you.
Yeah,
you kind of fat right now. You know what I mean?
My boy Richard over here said, he said, they don't remember what they had for lunch today, but they remember what you said last Christmas. That is so true. Selective memory. Yeah. A lot of women with those type of issues have selective memory. They remember what they want to remember. They do. Here's another one, y'all. Somebody who always prepares for a problem, like, you know, because their mentality is like, okay, something wrong gonna happen anyway. So what they do is they act like there's gonna be a problem. So they treat you like there's gonna be a problem, and you come in like, what's going on here?
Right. that happens.
What's going on here?
That happens, and I guess with my relationship is being long term. We going on 20 years. It all those years of things that you've done, you just feel like it's going to repeat. So you're always prepared for that. So I guess the lesson is to learn how to
let go.
Just let go. And it's almost like, okay, if I get punched, I get punched. Not physically, but you know what I mean? Yeah.
That is dope. Because it's true. I mean, and I didn't really think of it like that, because a lot of us do. I mean, we remember the things that hurt us, and we remember the experiences that we went through. So those are like really kind of laid up in our thought patterns. So when something looks like the problem it's that we had that way, before, then automatically we go to, okay, this looks familiar, like what I've been through. So this gotta be it.
Right.
But remembering me, like, I'm not that person. Right. Sometimes we are compared to the person that did do that hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, if Johnny did this same and you look like you, I'm not Johnny.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know what Johnny did. Right. So why am I being looked at like...
You being compared to Johnny, and you being compared to your version of Johnny too. Because you were Johnny at some point.
You were Johnny at some point.
If you've grown from that, you have to, you know, you have to erase your old Johnny. You know what I mean?
That's dope, Marcus. Oh, preacher. What's up? What's up, Chris? That's right. But the thing is though, remember, I think that's why it's called the past.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, whether you had your Johnny today, you're not that Johnny that happened in the past. So we got to remember. And here's something I want to share with y'all, dude. I read this thing today, and this is so true, y'all. And it's in the book of Proverbs. And I believe this is where a lot of us need to understand about relationships. And it says, the book of Proverbs, I don't remember the verse. I didn't write it down. But it says, by wisdom, a house is built. And through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. So what this says to me is that this says has nothing to do with love. This has everything to do with wisdom and understanding. So the thing is, being in a relationship is not about love. It's about really having the understanding and the wisdom to know how to be in the relationship to make it operate.
Right on.
Navigate through it, yep.
Yeah, so the thing is like love. Now, all of us got cars. I'm sure we love our cars. But that's not going to make that car take care of us and do what we need to do.
Right.
We got to have the wisdom to learn how to operate this car.
Yeah.
We got to have the wisdom to learn what makes the car run.
Right.
That's like with people. We got to have the wisdom and the knowledge to understand how they work and how they operate so that we can actually be successful in the relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What y'all feel about that?
Oh, yeah, that's powerful. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like because in my past or whatever, I always took out time in between relationships. I never jumped from one to another.
Got you.
So I took like at least 2+ years, maybe even longer, like sometime with like 6 years, 7 years. Uh-huh. So, but doing those times, I always reflected on what I could have done right.
Gotcha.
Those things that did make her upset, what did I do to cause that? How can I be prepared in a, like a positive way, gotcha. Not waiting for the negative, but how can I be active to where I can be ready for certain things? For example, I began to set a date in my phone for mm-hmm. when that time of the month came.
Okay.
And it'll go off. You know what I'm saying? So
you know to stay away.
I just know when things may change. Yo, even though you. It's not an issue like that, yeah. But I'm aware if something little
it'll,
happens.
It'll help you respond differently.
I know what's going on. Because back in the day, I just be like, why'd you, know, why, or whatever. But now I just know. And be like, okay, if something happens different, you know, let me, that's what it is, you know, or just like that. And then I learned to listen a lot. To understand.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then I surrounded myself around wise counsel so I can get that
that's
wisdom.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
I
that's
began
right.
doing that.
That's right.
I stopped listening to boys and started listening to men.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So yeah.
That's true, because that's what I was going to say. The first thing, knowledge. Knowledge is information. And a lot of times we get bad information because we find ourselves, you know, misery loves company. So a lot of times when we talking, we talking to somebody else who's in the same type of situation that we in.
Yeah.
So we don't get the right information. We get that broken information.
Yeah.
And we wind up doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Man, you should go and leave her, man. Go on, man, you don't need to be with her. She crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of really getting the information to find out, you know, or really like talking to somebody who is in
a
successful relationship, or talking to maybe a pastor or a counselor. And I think that's what, I think that was my mistake was, I never really got the information because I've always jumped into a relationship. I never took the time. I don't know what it was about the relationship. I always, when this one didn't work, I jumped. Actually, I had about 3 or 4 already lined up. So when this one didn't work, I didn't have to go looking for, because they already was already there.
Yeah.
So it was like, so let me just keep jumping and keep jumping until I figure this thing out. But it was actually that my process with jumping like that, it helped me to really kind of understand what I needed and who I was becoming, because, jumping like that, the stuff that I picked up when I was jumping.
Hey, man, it's real out there.
The stuff I was picking up when I was jumping was crazy. It was like, whoa, how did I get, I get here? And then too, so understanding, understanding, y'all, is comprehension. Mm-hmm. And that is relating to the info that we get.
Yeah.
So if you can't relate to the information that you're getting, then you won't have wisdom, which is the ability to apply the information. Mm-hmm. So the wisdom is the ability to apply the information.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we don't apply the good information that we get, of course, we're going to be all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Right on, right on.
So let me ask y'all, this is just a question. But what's going on, Pastor Myers? How you doing, sir? We just having a little man talk today, man. We talking about how do we get here? These, you know, being to this point of being married, coming to this point of everything we learned, being in these situations that we kind of got in before we were married, and kind of understanding that love is not the thing. Love is definitely, and love is not the thing that guarantees a successful relationship. It's not the thing that guarantees love, sex, and I think emotions. Those are not the things that guarantee a successful relationship, is having that wisdom and knowledge. But again, what I did was I jumped because I was looking for love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I believe in that looking for love. I was.
Yeah.
I was that love. And then too, if you're looking for something and you don't really have it to give.
Right.
You know, the search for what you're looking for is really kind of.
And don't know how to give and have it. Don't know how to give it.
And some of us really don't even know what love is.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important that we have the wisdom.
Yeah.
Because we feel like love. And then, too, here's the thing, y'all. I don't know if y'all agree with this, but the way women look at love, I think the way women spell love is affection. I think women say love is quality time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think men believe that love is respect.
Yeah.
Respect me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Tell me what to do. But that, you know, what do y'all think about that?
I would have to add on the women's side, because I can just hear Kimmy saying action.
Yeah.
Action is one of theirs as well. So I had to learn that. Still learning that.
Because I know some men, I know some men who think love is, you know, and some women may think the gift buying, you know, like if they mess up, they go buy them a car or something, or go buy them a diamond ring. This is my way to show you that I love you. But yeah, sometimes women, you know, yeah. And if they know that you're going to go that beyond to show them love, some women will take advantage of that. Like, right. Oh, you going to buy this? Let me see what else I can get out of this. Yeah. Hey, me, I couldn't read your comment. It was a little, slow here, but if my wife could read it to us, we'll get to your comment.
Yeah, but I think the love language is a real deal.
You think so?
Yeah, they're real deal.
Yeah.
Because like you say, at least you can know what makes them feel that way.
T.D. Jakes.
And other things as well, but once you know what it is, you're like, okay, I can do this, I can do that, uh-huh. You know, because my wife, she's quality time and gifts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's she likes everything else too. But that was so. Now I'm like, okay, cool. I need to make sure I give quality time.
Yeah,
you know that's easy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And I learned it over time. It's easy. Like doing what you're supposed to do in a relationship, like in a marriage, it's kind of easy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, it don't take a whole lot of time to do what you need to do. Because it's like the more you give, the more you get back.
That's right.
You know, so if you give time, you may have extra time given to you for other stuff. You know, I was talking to Marcus about this the other day. Like if you give, okay, I need this time. And so when you want to have your time, it's easy. Cool.
Yeah.
But when you're not giving that time, it's like, where you going?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But you got already done get your time.
That's right.
Which is
that's
cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, and then just... gifts are easy too.
That's right.
You know, this is what she like. Let me get this.
Yeah.
From time to time, it's what she like. Let me get this from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then then you're like, man, everything be happy. After that, yeah. It just be happy, man.
What's up, Lester? It's key that it's so ironic that you say that, because that is so true. And all the situationships that I had before my marriage, they were all taking, and they were taking because they were needy. You know, their level of love was just you, me sitting there being around their need all the time. So it was always a take. And because of that, it helped me to understand that the person that I get with has to come with their level of love to not take, but to give. Because I know the Bible says that it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah,
so if you're giving, you're going to automatically receive it.
Yeah.
Because God is going to give it back to you.
Right.
Pressed down, shaking together, running over, yeah. And men give unto your bosoms. He's going to give it back to you double fold. And the thing is, that's why it goes to that wisdom and understanding and finding out that information so that you know actually how. You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible does say that love, men love your wives, husbands love your wives, as Christ loved the church,
yeah.
And he gave his life for it. So to be able to give your life, it ain't that you got to die, but you got to really have that wisdom on how to give your life to this woman that God gave you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I believe that's where a lot of us were missing. We didn't have that information to understand how to love our wives,
yeah.
How to give to our wives. So yeah. We went through these situationships, man, and some of us are still stuck in these situationships because they're trying to make certain things work,
yeah.
That God is saying, no, this ain't this.
It's not gonna work.
I only got you here to learn.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
right
what saying?
On. Yeah.
You're only supposed to be here for a season to really. Because let's be honest, y'all. I was hard headed, man.
Yeah.
I didn't want. I didn't listen. Could nobody tell me nothing?
Right.
You know, if somebody told me that was a brick wall over there, I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Bow. Nah, that ain't no brick wall. Bow. Nah, ain't no brick wall. Bow. You know, stubborn. So a lot of times being stubborn like that, because I say we're going to learn this lesson. So we're going to either learn it through instruction or we're going to learn it through experience.
Right.
So my way to kind of get the information was to actually go through the experience, because I wasn't getting the information.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think I think you got to do both. You got to get the information, and then you still got to go through the experience to really just get it.
Yeah, the double whammy, you know what I'm saying? To kind of fill you up a little bit.
I know, okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah.
Because some of us won't believe it's the instruction. Look at T.A. Tisha. What if you never receive back when you are the giver all the time? You will. The blessing is in the giving.
Yeah.
The blessing is in the giving. The thing is, eventually it will return back to you. As long as you're giving, that means what you're doing is you're sowing the seed. So if you sow the seed, I promise you, it's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you, what is it, 100-fold. It's going to come back. And it may not come back when you want it, but I promise you, it's going to come back. And it may come back in other ways, but it's going to come back. I promise you that.
And I think you have to define giving as well.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, giving, you know, funding things for your mate or whatever, I wouldn't really consider that giving.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The giving has to be more along the relationship line of things, not necessarily monetary or.
These men here, they be trying to fool me, y'all. They saying some good stuff here, y'all. They fooling me, y'all, because they be so quiet in here. So
don't just finance somebody. I mean, your giving should be, you know, just doing things for them. You know, their well-being.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. A lot of us, yeah, you're right. A lot of us believe if you're giving to me financially, then that's a level of giving. And that's just you being a provider. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do with giving, because giving means giving of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
The sacrifice of yourself and giving your time, giving your emotions, giving your thoughts, giving you more of God, the God that's in me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's key.
Yeah.
That is so key. Oh God, these guys are awesome, y'all. But this is what man talk is about. I want to ask y'all a question. Have you ever? Now this may get us in trouble here, but I'm going to ask, because we're going to keep it real. Have you ever did something in your past relationship that may have been fun, and you thought about it like doing it presently in your situation now?
Oh,
yeah.
If
you went to a certain restaurant and you found this restaurant with somebody else, and you said, even though this restaurant was nice, I'm going to take my wife here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And you went there with somebody. You went there with a whole nother situationship.
Yeah, a while back. Yeah. I mean, because it's a nice, if it's a nice place, it's it all depends on what it is. I mean, if it's a nice place. And you're like, okay, this is a nice place. This is something that I've learned. It's a nice place.
Richard.
I guess I'm the total opposite, because I have this big thing about discovering new things together.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to cross those same paths.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't want to take her to this restaurant just because I enjoy it. I want us to go and discover something together.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I feel that. Now, if it's a place that's our spot, no. Okay. If it's like this was our restaurant, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. So if you want to go here,
explain that. So if it was you and the
past relationship,
if that was y'all spot,
yeah, like this is where this is what you know,
okay, okay,
kind of
okay.
Like that. Nah, okay. Because
your wife said, "Don't answer that, Marcus." Kimmy, this is the man talk. All right,
yeah.
You cannot control what goes on in the man talk cave. It's the man cave,
right?
But babe, read. But can you while you over there, read Mia's read Mia's
I have it here.
Yeah, read me.
Say, due to lack of communication, oftentimes we interpret past hurts to a person when actually those past hurt become triggers. We all have triggers because triggers are not just caused by boyfriend, girlfriend, in quotes. Consequently, we say so-and-so did the same thing instead of realizing it's just triggers. Triggers can be healed, but it takes patience, kindness, love, and compassion.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that, like I said, that comes with just this information and the knowledge, and just really getting the information and realizing that love is not the key to relationships. It's not. When you look at Adam, when God gave Adam Eve, hey sis, how you doing? When God gave Adam Eve, it had nothing to do with love. It had nothing to do. You didn't see, oh, I'm in love with her. Adam didn't say that. Oh, I love her. Oh, God, look at woman. I love her. Oh, I so love you. And I hear a lot of guys, they go wrong doing that because this love language that they really feel like women, let's just be honest here, y'all. Most guys think that an encounter intimately would wipe away everything that they feel like they won't have to do for a woman. So they believe like if they just kill a guy intimately in the bedroom, that this is going to erase everything. So, because I really thought that sex would be the thing that actually keep us from not having to deal with what the real issue was. But we don't even understand. My wife tell me all the time that it ain't about sex for women, because you ain't big enough, you ain't long enough, you ain't strong enough to satisfy my emotional right. needs. Because if you satisfying them emotionally, you can be, you won't even have to be the, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, women speak differently
right.
when it comes to love and what they need and what.
You remember how when you used to do paperwork in school with your pencil and then you erase it, but you had a bad erase and it just put a black mark on it? That's kind of what's happening. You ain't erasing, you just left it that smear.
You just smearing that, it's still there. Still there. Exactly. Boy, come on. Wait. What your wife said? Your love language is real? What Kimmy say?
She said, I'm doing good.
You. But you know what, too? Like, there's some situationships where, because men are really not stepping in their rightful place, and as far as being kings and as far as being leaders into relationships, then it causes women to really kind of go a little higher than expected. So most women, and I heard my wife say this. I learned a lot from my wife, too. I heard my wife say that. I just want to be a woman. I don't want to have to be responsible. I don't want to have to do your job. I don't want to have to feeling like I got to just step up and do, because all I want to do is just be a lady. I just want to be a woman. I don't want to do that. I want to sit back and enjoy my time and just have this protector, have this man that I'm secure in, have this man that just really, I know that when he say he going to do, and that's another thing. That's another love language. When you say you're going to do something, do it.
Right.
Right.
Just be responsible enough to just do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in being in these situationships, why are you trying to figure it out? It's the wrong time to figure it out. Well, I don't say it's the wrong time, because like I said, that's how we got to this point.
Sometimes you
got
to go through it. And you hate that it has to be that way, but it's okay, because the other person is learning too.
How else you gonna learn? There's no guides and manuals out there.
Yeah. There is no manual. Are y'all enjoying this? Are you enjoying this, baby? Huh?
I guess when you think about it, it's like there may be some small manuals out there. We just ignore them because, you know, people tell you to wait on certain things till you get married. They also tell you to go to counseling before you get married, go to counseling during your marriage, but we just ignore all that stuff. Just like we do with furniture, we just open a box and start putting it in.
You know, I do that too. Because every time my wife buys something and we got to put it together, I always want to just get past and go. She was like, no, follow E. You got to go 1 through 10.
Yep.
I go 1, 5, 7. All right, we almost done. It'll hold up. But if you miss that one little step of installing it, that it could, the whole thing could go to shambles. Yep. So we do got to follow the guidelines and we got to stay in the order, because it will go wrong.
Yeah, it will.
If it's a bookshelf, them books coming off that bookshelf, man. They coming off that bookshelf. Yeah. But so, here's another question I want to ask you guys, y'all. Oh, my God, I'm going to get y'all in trouble. Kimmy, now, don't you say nothing, Kimmy. Now, when it comes to, like, I know men have triggers as well. Like, if you was to see a situation in your present situation with y'all wives, if y'all was to see a situation that reminded you of an issue that you dealt with in the past, how do y'all deal with that? Like, if you felt the person was crazy and your wife did something that may have triggered or looked like a trigger of something that happened in the past, how would you deal with that?
Right. Okay, so that's kind of, I'm going to try to answer it, but it's hard to answer because I feel like that I don't have to deal with that. So it's hard for me to just assume or what's the word I'm looking for? Create a scenario. But I'll try. If it did, I'll just have to attack it head on.
Okay.
Understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Try to understand why you act that way. Try to understand why did you respond that way.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would ask, why are you what's going on? Yeah, why are you acting like that? Okay. And then I try to see what's going on. That's kind of what I do. I just ask, and I'll just ask, why are you acting that way? What did I do something to make you act that way? What was it?
Okay.
You know? And then I try to maybe consider changing what I did so that won't happen again, you know? Or then from that point on, and we know what the main thing is, I'm going to pray about it, you know?
Well, I know with Marcus, you ain't got that problem.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've been married longer than I've been dating, so.
So, wait, y'all, how long y'all been married?
In August, we'll be 20 years.
20 years. Yeah. And how long you been married?
Going on 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been married 6 years in July. 6 years, but 20 years?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know y'all been married that long.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. I know Kimmy is very communicable. I know she expresses how she feels.
Exactly.
So are you the one that kind of shut down or do you?
Oh, well, in the past, I would be the one that, shut down. She's the communicator for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very transparent, very matter of fact, upfront, all that. Yep.
So how did that, how were you able to, I mean, because it's 20 years, that's a great, I would say that's a great accomplishment, seriously. Like to, and I'm not saying it like in a bad way, but that is just, you know, to be married 20 years and y'all work through everything, you know what I'm saying? So what would you be able to tell somebody coming into a marriage, like how to, as a man coming out of the situationships and stuff like that, to get to this point to where you are, how would you be able to tell a young man coming out of here saying, listen, man, this is what you should do. This is how you should attack this. This is how you should handle this. So how would you tell?
A lot of everything we saying tonight.
Okay.
Like he's saying, attack stuff head on.
Yeah.
It's being communication, the transparency, truth.
Yeah.
A lot of patience. And you said it, the manual, with the, what is it, the knowledge?
Yeah. Understanding.
Understanding all that stuff. All that stuff. You can apply everything we talked about tonight. It just took me about 15 years to figure out
to master it or to get it.
Because the Bible does say, for the lack of knowledge, people perish.
Yeah.
For the lack of knowledge. Yeah. So if you don't have that knowledge, is so key. It is so important for a successful relationship. And not just having the knowledge, but relating to it, applying it, and making sure that this application is the successful part of any, I'm telling you, is a successful part of any relationship. Tisha said, your partner is your manual. Listen and pay attention. Come on,
that's
Tisha.
Right. It's a truth.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Come on, Tisha. Yeah. Wait a minute now. We gotta because some partners now, you know, some of y'all go overboard, but what you're saying is so true now. It is so true. Your partner, and that's one problem that I had before I came in my marriage. I had a problem with listening only because I was used to getting wrong information from my partner.
Right.
She was giving me information from her place of hurt, from the place of where she was and dealing with. So you when you have that wisdom, I promise you, you'll be able to filter to and understand the information that you need to take in and listen to and stuff like
and
that.
And then they have to be willing to be the manual because I've experienced the times where, you know, she'll say, well, I don't want to have to tell you how to do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
If I got to tell you how to basically, you know, operate me, then what's the point? You know, you need to be able to read the signs sometimes.
That's right. Kimberly said, you don't always have to. Can you turn that back? I missed that. Read what she said. Kimberly Scott. What's up, Dennis? Man, there's some good stuff tonight.
And one thing you said, you got to apply. It's like, it's why you got to work at your marriage. Because working, when you work, you build up habits.
Yeah.
So you got to apply things in order to build up a habit of doing things.
Gotcha.
So even like if you get upset about something, you have to begin to not get upset about it so you can build that muscle.
Gotcha.
So when it happens, you ain't upset no more.
That's right.
So you got to work on it. You got to practice it. You know, you got to, so yeah, like I learned that, like, you got to do it in order to improve on it.
Yeah. And I think it's too important because, you know, working out and building muscle, the only way a muscle going to grow is you got to stretch your muscle. Yeah. You got to, before you even come in, that's why they say before even getting on the field, they do stretches. They stretch the muscles. And the only way the muscle is going to grow is you stretch it. And then stretching that muscle, what you're doing is you're learning how to build the muscle. And the only way that you'll be able to build muscle is being able to apply the information. That's the stretch. That's your stretch. Getting good information, that's your stretching. Taking in good information, and where do we get this information from? The Bible. God has a manual of how relationships are designed and what they're designed for. And before I got into my marriage and understood what my purpose was, my purpose before was just trying to find love. But it's not about love. It's about purpose. It's not about me fulfilling my physical needs, but it was about doing what God called me to do so that everything else could fall into place. So, I mean, y'all are talking some good stuff tonight, y'all. If y'all like what these guys are talking, man, please like and share. Man, these guys are talking some good stuff in this man cave tonight.
If I can add something, one of the things that I think my wife and I both do is like when you have those moments when you like arguing about things or having those we define it as check in on the relationship.
Yeah.
If your partner is kind of telling you some things about yourself that you may not be doing right, you may be upset about it or not like it for that moment, being able to bounce back from that.
Yeah.
So you might be mad as all get out that night, but if you can take that and internalize it and then come back the next day and be like, okay, I'll try to fix that. Like you're saying with how you take the time in between relationships, sometimes you just take that time in between days.
Yeah.
In the current relationship.
But then too, like we got partners that really, not partners, we don't call them their wives. We have wives that really are concerned about us. So we got to take in, like if they do tell us something, we got to not take it like they're trying to hurt us or they're saying something to come against our manhood.
Right. Sometimes that's just tough.
And you know what? I was just going to say, that's something that I still deal with too. Okay. You know, I'm getting better, but just like really knowing, well, I know that they got like that she has my best interests.
Yeah.
And that she's not trying to hurt me nothing. That's just what they do.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to understanding that, like, this is what women do.
Yeah.
They want to take care. They want to make sure that you are right.
Yeah.
And exactly. I had to stop thinking that it was like I'm not a child in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because sometimes
I have that problem too.
I'll be like, I know that.
You're going to tell me that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's something I'm still trying to deal with right now. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
It took me some time. Yeah. But you know what helped me though? My wife's consistency with telling me, I'm not that other chick that when she did say that, she was hurting you. I'm not saying it to hurt you.
Right.
Saying it because I'm your friend.
Yeah.
So it was her practicing that and me really hearing that in my hearing, like, okay, so now when she do say something, I understand it's not attacking me because, you know, we have testosterone. Like,
Hey,
who you talking to?
Yeah.
Who you talking to? Don't tell me to dump the garbage. I know. I don't know.
You
got to tell me. What?
Yeah.
But Kim Scott said, she said, you don't always feel loved or feel like showing love, but the commitment that you made is supposed to keep you together. Yes. And not just the commitment, but what we were saying earlier, it's the knowledge and it's the wisdom and it's the information that's going to keep the, not just the commitment together, but it's the glue for the commitment. It's that wisdom. It's the wisdom that helps us understand what it is that we need to do in specific times for specific reasons. If we understand the wisdom, So we have to do whatever we got to do to get the information to help us with the wisdom so that we can apply and relate to the information for our relationships. That is so important, y'all.
Right on.
Yes, check-ins are important. No, check-ins are important. Explain that.
The check-in is basically, you know, you and your wife sitting down and checking in with each other. And
got
saying,
you. Seeing
where
are
we all right?
I got you. Know? I got you.
Is there anything I need to improve on?
Okay.
Is there anything I'm doing wrong? You know what I mean? So
I got you. But again, women are like nurturers. So when they, it's almost like, I know my wife, for instance, if something is wrong, she can't hide it. It's all, you know, that smile turns into a half a smile. So you automatically know. You kind of order, especially when you are building, like you said, you're practicing the habit and you're building that muscle. So after that muscle is being built, then you kind of really know, you know, something ain't right. Okay, so look, come on, let's sit down and talk. And I just believe in those times, set the atmosphere, or even change the atmosphere. Do something that can help with the communication.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, and you know, they could have had a bad day at work, and we come, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's with it? Why are you acting? And that'll be a trigger. I don't need to hear that right now. Or, you know, or just automatically do something that's going to make them. I would say it ain't what you say, it's the atmosphere that's created for what needs to be said. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why the check-ins can be, I guess, helpful, because it's a mutual time to discuss things, because timing is definitely a big thing when it comes to bringing something to somebody's attention.
Yeah,
they might not be trying to hear that when you come.
That's right.
But at least you agreed. Okay, well, let's, you know, sit down and talk.
Yeah,
because if you know, I know for me, well, most men, I hear this, like whenever we hear, hey, we need to talk later, it's like I almost want to cuss and be like, oh. What are we finna talk about now?
Yeah. Because that was one thing I used to hate. Ooh, we need to talk.
Yeah.
That was automatically like, what did happen? My wife really said, I like when my husband says to me, let's sit down.
Oh.
Let's sit down and talk instead of me having to see, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, let's sit down and talk. Just saying, we need to talk. Yeah.
That's true. Like I said, it's really not a lot of times what we say.
Oh, she like it when you say it instead of her saying it.
Because that lets her know that I'm concerned about how she feels.
Right.
I'm concerned about her needs, and you know what I'm saying. And if we are attentive to, I promise, this is one thing I had to learn too, especially dealing with my wife. When you are really attentive to their needs. And this is just with the information that I had to get. When you're attentive to what she needs or what they need, your needs are automatically, they're given.
Yeah.
It is like you don't even have to ask for it. It's like silver platter. Yeah. There you go.
This will make it easy, man. When everybody at that point, you know, one thing I learned that how I knew I was ready for marriage and how I knew that she was the one I wanted to marry is that I wanted to take care of her.
Gotcha.
I wanted to, like, it was just about taking care of, loving, like, I want to treat her good. Yeah. I want to make her happy. I want to help. I want to just.
Gotcha.
It wasn't like a lust thing. It was just like, I want to take care of you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to make you happy.
I want to make, oh, yes. But how did you know Kimmy was the one?
You know, we started pretty early. We dated for like 5 months.
Serious?
Yeah. And then, you know, she was convicted because she was staying at my house a lot.
Okay.
And something, you know, her being raised in church, she was convicted and she was ready to go back home. And it's just, I had that feeling. It was a thing. I don't know how to explain it.
That Noah just knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how long did it take you to know? How long did y'all date before you knew?
I knew when I first saw her.
Oh, wow.
I had an event at a church, real quick. I had an event at church, and I was setting up, and I saw her walk in, and I was like, I told my boy after, I said, man, I think that's her right there. Wow. Yeah, that was it.
And he ain't lying, because we used to work together, and he came to work talking about it and said that he told me and my wife, like, yeah, I think I found my wife.
Wow. You just knew.
I knew it.
You didn't even meet her yet.
I wasn't looking. I was just, she came in the door. Looked up. I say, you know, it was it.
She just put a pep in your step.
Yeah, that's it. And so it just happened. It just so happened to be the guy who was putting on the event. That was his cousin. So all her family was there. It was her family church. So all that was there. So I was just, I was in there. I was in the heart of where she be, okay. You know. So, yeah, that's how, yeah, that was
wow. Listen, y'all, man. We forgot to pray, but we'll pray at the end. Please forgive us for not praying, but what we're going to do, we just want y'all to know two things. ATL, y'all, please buy your tickets July 9th for the Shift Love Ball. It's an all-white affair. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a party, and it's going to be some Shift Real Talk, y'all. Shift Real Talk. But, man, I just want to give another shout-out to my brothers. Man, it was awesome having you guys today. Quincy Westone, Marcus, my boy Marcus. They are the co-owners of this studio here that we actually do the recording at, y'all. We got some big things that we're going to be working on as soon as our schedules allow us to come together, y'all. But we looking to start a TV show. I'm going to talk to y'all about that when we finish. But look, y'all, I was so, man, look, if you like what you heard today, if this was added value to your life, we want you to like it. We want you to share it. We want you to like and share. But at this time, man, anything, y'all want to say something before we close out?
I think we said I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. Good. That's
well, let's pray real quick, y'all. Lord, we thank you, God. We just honor you, God. We adore you, God. We thank you for this time of sharing with my brothers, God. And, God, we just asking you as we hear, God, and we're giving information, God. Bless our unions, God. Continue to strengthen our unions, God. Continue to build them up, build us up, God. Continue to anoint our unions, and, God, continue to have your way in our lives, God, in our marriages, in our kids' life, God, and just everybody that even looks toward us, God. We just want to live a life that, God, somebody must look at our life and just want to know what are we doing, God, to bless people, God. So we just asking you right now, God, to just anoint us, God. Look on everybody that's tied to this ministry here at Sacred Stones, God, because this is a ministry, God, what they do, God. And we thank you, God, for their lives, God. We thank you for what they do, God. Amen. We just asking you to bless this studio, God. God, we want it to be the best studio that had ever been created in the city of Houston, God. So we're speaking manifestation, God. We're speaking money, God. We're speaking all bills met, God, all bills paid, God, of overflow, God, and we just speaking it into their lives, God, and we thank you for this podcast. We thank you for my wife, God. Just continue to anoint us, God. Continue to bless us, God, as we leave this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Shift Real Talk, signing out.
Thanks for watching.
Boy, y'all was killing.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.